For the first time in years, Grand Traverse County commissioners started their meeting with a prayer. This was hugely controversial, with most people against the policy. Former pastor Stan Verhuell had this to say.
My problem is that religion is invited to be part of the agenda of the meeting. And I just frankly think that is incredibly dangerous.
IPR's Taylor Wisner was at the meeting and has the story.
A room of about 50 people sit quietly as the meeting is called to order.
We're going to start with an invocation from Pastor Brian Conover. If you'd step up and offer the invocation, public may participate however you choose.
That was Chair Rob Henschel. This week, it's his turn to start the invocation. He hands over his time to a local minister.
We begin our prayer, Father, thanking you for your goodness, your grace, and your blessing. There are things about our area that we did not create, but were here when we showed up, and we are grateful to enjoy them.
Prayers like this could happen at each Grand Traverse County Commissioner meeting. Here's how it's going to work. Board members decide if they want to pray or nominate someone else. If a community member wants to give an invocation, they email the commissioners. Only one prayer is given per meeting, but Henschel says there are no restrictions for who can speak or what they can say.
We just, by the policy, we ask that they're not proselytizing or degrading another faith, anything along those lines. But other than that, it's pretty wide open.
Henschel says this policy should not be controversial because no one is forced to participate.
And I understand some people aren't going to find value in it, and that's okay. There's lots of things that go on I don't find value in, but it's not for everyone, maybe.
Commissioners who oppose this could take a different tact. Commissioner Betsy Kofia might be one of them.
I am not comfortable in inviting invocation because I'm concerned about opening us up to liability. So my intention is simply to hold that spot and ask us to move on with the meeting.
In 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that religious prayer at government meetings is allowed, as long as non-believers aren't shamed or coerced into participating. But some experts say determining that is a bit tricky. Frank Ravitch is a religious professor at Michigan State University. He says people in Grand Traverse County may feel like they cannot opt out of the prayer.
Having the commissioner do the prayer might create more of an issue for those who are coming before the commission for business, you know, zoning or housing or whatever. They may feel more of a duty to, you know, not walk out or to not come late or whatever the case may be.
Ravitch says there's also danger of members of the public feeling like they're being discriminated against. He says if someone emails commissioners saying they want to give the prayer and they are not chosen, that could open the county up to a lawsuit.
When citizens volunteer, the policy is pretty clear that they can be denied. Well, why would they be denied? And could it be because they want to make a statement that is viewed as, you know, being atheist or as being, you know, somehow non-religious?
He says other town councils that have introduced similar policies have been sued and racked up millions of dollars in legal fees. They've also lost businesses and faced community blowback.
If really what they care about is solemnizing the event and people having a moment to really reflect and come together, which is what they seem to be talking about here, a moment of silence serves that purpose with no legal risk.
Barb Whaling supports the invocation. She says it brings levity to the start of the meetings.
I thought today's minister did a wonderful job. I'm sitting there and he's praying for all of our firemen and our police and our deputies and, you know, thanking God for our beautiful surroundings and everything. You know, it was inspirational. What a great way to start a meeting.
Wheeling says she doesn't think the policy will offend others.
Somebody tell me how that's divisive. Are you going to choose not to come to a meeting because the meeting's going to start off with generic prayer? I mean, my goodness.
The next meeting could be different. There could be a humanist, a Buddhist, or there could be no prayer at all. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner at Government Center in Traverse City.